You. Parenting and Parents on 702.
Welcome to our Parenting and Parents feature. We're joined by psychotherapist and social worker Kifilwe Mojapelo. Kifilwe, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. Kifilwe, are you on mute? Just check if you're on mute on your side. Hello?
Hi, Rebukile.
Oh, there we go. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. And hi to the listeners as well.
This is quite an interesting topic because on the one hand, I almost feel like as society, when we hear more and more news coming up where a man in his like late 80s is divorcing the wife because he found out she cheated like in the, you know, 60 years prior. And we kind of like have a chuckle at these conversations, but they still have a ripple effect. And I don't know if it's an African thing where as black people, they'll feel like, ah, at this age, you must just stay together. Whatever it is, fix it.
Exactly. You're right. That's, I don't know as well if it's an African, but it sounds like it's a more generic approach to say, but why now?
Yes. Like, why now? Like you're already towards the end. Now you're in your 90s divorcing. Like it sounds odd. It sounds completely odd.
Indeed. But then isn't it where now? I think it's both. We are thinking it's difficult and we are asking why. But again, at the same breath, we are focused on the quality of life.
Yes.
And if it means now that I think that I cannot spend at this age, I just want a quality of life. Can I not divorce this person? And then I focus on that. So that's where kind of it becomes a bit confusing and a bit difficult to really clarify it as well and to say which one would you rather live or stay. So then quality of life versus what? Staying in whatever that you've anyway through the centuries you've been through with this person. Why live now? So I guess it's.
Also, it just feels like so much work. Like there you are in 80 something and maybe for the children, they were relying on you guys taking care of each other. Now you're individuals and Kamo is single. Kamo, there's a random bikey. It's just too much for the adult children.
I suppose. And I think now we are realizing we have to look at it in all the ways possible. So we are thinking, as children, we are mostly thinking from our own lens and from our perspective.
Yes.
So you guys must take off each other so that we don't have to. The other one is thinking, but why mom and dad now? They are painting a bad picture for me and my husband, whatever.
Yes.
But then let's look at, can we now focus on these people who really feel like they want to do this and individualize it for them instead of putting our interest on them and expecting them to run with our expectations rather. And yet, we don't know what this decision is for them. And we think we are old enough to take decisions for them. You know, I just want to change the lens within which we look at it.
Yes.
From. Can we individualize it? And then from a subjective view of these people, listen to them and take it from that context. As much as I know we also have our own subjective views, but then let's look at them and look at that lens from where they're coming from.
And I think also just to add, you do find that some children, even in their adulthood, are relieved and feel like a divorce was long overdue.
To some degree, indeed. So, of course, I think it's a case-by-case kind of scenario.
Yes.
For some, or maybe at the sound of it, it's not like, no. But then when we can break down case-by-case to say, in this instance, what do you think?
Yes.
Then you'd really realize that this is deeper than we think. It's not really on the surface of what we think life is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. From their context, what is this thing of quality of life? Because from where we are thinking marital dissolution is going to impact their health and what. But what if it's the opposite for them?
Where they now finally feel free and in a better place. So let's now then chat about what this looks like when the dynamics are there. And much as we are referring to this as divorce, there are those we know actively separate but don't want to go through the admin of divorce. So I want us to assume when we say divorce, we are also referring to couples who are fully separated because we know divorce can be tedious, it can be expensive, but they are choosing to remain apart. What have you observed start to become the dynamics within families where these two people, your whole life, you've known them to be together. Now, you know, much as we speak of the impact of small children and what happens with divorce, I still remember that episode with Oprah Winfrey with those little kids who couldn't understand and felt like it was their fault. Even as an adult, when you have insight, it still is going to impact your life.
Indeed. And I love this topic so much because most of the time we focus on the kids and forgetting that this also has an impact on the children who are born from that marriage. So at that point, it's people who are 30s and whatnot. So it's older people like us, young adults. Mm. So I love it because we looked at it from another angle. So the dynamics that comes with it. But before I speak about the dynamics, I feel like to a large degree, you know when this marriage, you know long ago, how far long ago it has already dissolved. I think the minute we mention divorce, I think we need to be cognizant of exactly what do we mean by divorce. Are we saying divorce as in paperwork or divorce as in really now it's a departing of two people who had long become together and are now probably seeing the light as one? So that's now what we are bringing into the context to say in what way are we really defining this divorce when it comes to the gray divorces. So most of us,
thank you for saying that, because we also recognize that there are couples who separate permanently but choose to still live in the same house because they simply cannot afford separating expenses and things like that.
Exactly. So that's what comes with it. The dynamic of it, it's divorcing in later life. It, of course, the financial burden that comes with it. To some degree, though, because some people feel like I've acquired wealth to this far, so I can actually afford. So some, yes, they can afford, some they can't. When it comes to family dynamics as well, when I went to some research on it, I looked at the impact of it when it comes to siblings. To some degree, maybe I've become close to my mom, my sister has come close to my dad, and then now we are fighting. So it tends to create some conflict between the siblings, the aftermath of it. So now, but then let's go look at it before the, let's go to the pre instead of the post, the pre-divorce. Between all your life when you lived with your parents, were you living in a warm kind of family where there was love between your parents and you saw it, or the thought of them divorcing, maybe it frustrated them so much that they cannot mentally take it as well. So the option was just to stay together for the sake of building the family and raising kids. Now the kids have grown. I can read most of the time the justification why people stay in marriages that are not functional for them. It's for the sake of kids. So the bigger dynamic lies there.
Please, once can we have that conversation on another day? Because I feel like it is the biggest burden on children, no matter how old they are, for a parent to say, I stayed for you. Because as well-meaning as that is, parents also owe it to their children to have their own happiness. Like, we need a whole other conversation on another day for that.
Indeed.
But I'm glad that then you are mentioning that, you know, you do have those couples who are biding their time, just waiting for the last one to be graduating. Then you're like, ooh, finally, I can, you know.
That, but if it was his race, then the goal is attained to say we've raised kids together. Then there's nothing keeping us together. Mm. However, but the key, what I want to find out is the marriage, the satisfaction on the couple or the us witnessing them staying together or them by themselves. Was it quality marriage or was it based on?
Can I just ask if we're just struggling with our network? We're struggling with our network a little bit. So what we're going to do, we're going to try and get you on a better line and take a quick break, and then we will pick up exactly where we've left off. We take your calls on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702.
Parenting and Parents on 702.
In our Parenting and Parents feature, we're speaking about gray divorce, as in divorce or permanent separation of a couple in their later years where they already have adult children or possibly even have grandchildren as well, and how this impacts the family dynamics. We'd love to hear from you on 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line, 0727021702. What have your experiences been being the adult child? Or maybe you are the one who chose to separate in your 80s, in your 90s. Share with us what happened and maybe some tips for those that are going through the same thing. So, Kifilo, I think we have you on a much better line now.
Yes.
There we go. There we go. So to pick up where we left off, just in terms of the fact that if all you know is two people being together as an adult, so, you know, that means when kids are visiting for the holidays, they're going to one household. Let's assume in this split that we're referring to, they are physically splitting. A one person is going to stay at the home and the other person will go elsewhere, or they're selling that home and everybody goes to different places. What have you observed some of the challenges are? I mean, there are the obvious practical ones, like, okay, what happens on Christmas? What happens on this day? There's the other one of, like, there's no longer a family home in some cases.
Well, I think once we realized that this marriage was not really of quality, as adult children, to some degree, we can already see and understand, this is where it has come to. And then we just honestly make do with what is happening at that point. If that's the we agreed to say, mom and dad are separating, this is the arrangement, then it's honestly, we make it to function and to fit us. So it is. We must not necessarily look at the fact that people are divorcing, and let's just make it functional because this is what it is. So, honestly, once you open your mind to it and you are willing to make it, make peace with what's happening and look at it from the lens of those people, then you can honestly find a better family home, Christmas, whatever, wherever to celebrate. Some we can meet at my sister's house. We can meet at the restaurant, whatever the case is, because we've made peace with it.
So if... if now we think about the fact that when a couple is separating or divorcing and they have small children, you know, they usually put a parenting plan in place. What kind of plan would you say that the gray divorce era or those that are separating while having adult children, should they maybe consider having in place? Because parenting plan, yes, it's visitation, it's things like maintenance and all those things, but what do you think that maybe we don't think about that these grown-ups can consider when they are separating?
They may consider parental plan or whatever plan they feel like, or post-divorce plan, but then the hard part is enforcing it, because when we do mediation and it's now on young children, it's enforced by the law and it's covered by the Children's Act and other surrounding acts that support it. So with this one, it becomes a bit difficult because it's more on a person's willingness to make it work and then actually making it work, because there's no law enforcing it to a large degree. So honestly, it's just to commit to it and make a way to say, this is how we're going to make our family to function. We'll support our kids this way. Your parents, it's just basically having that conversation, that adult conversation, and talk and acknowledging whatever the reasons that put us to, maybe that pushed us actually to divorce. So we acknowledge instead of being angry about them. We don't have long to live. Let's just enjoy the last of our lives and give these children the best life that we can, even if we failed to. Let's try now.
Yes.
So it's honestly coming to that decision and making it work. It can work.
You know, we've had conversations around things like step parents and individuals choosing to not be in relationships because now with people who have children, because now you end up being excluded. And I'm thinking about the fact that, let's say now you have adult children and you are divorcing and maybe it was not amicable. Now it's time to graduate and this poor person has to choose who is coming. What would you advise for the young people who are the adult children that need to, that somehow get caught in between and feel like they're being made to take sides?
Can I challenge them to think of
or before we are cut off, I was speaking about the quality of the relationship.
Yes.
So I just want to challenge them to honestly rethink their parents' marriage and look at it from a relationship point of view to say, was it the marriage, the way you know marriage is supposed to be? So most of them, I like bringing that ground, you know, just sit and talk about how marriage is. And I give them that theoretical background to marriage, and I give them the practical one to say, did you live this? And then from there, you can have honestly both a subjective and objective view, and not necessarily be kept out in your own cocoon and look at it from you lens. So honestly, look at what it is and make it, see it for what it was. You are just passing time. There was no coupling. There was no oneness that you observed between your parents. So come into reality with that. And also, you are speaking about amicable. Some divorce when it's very bad. I've come into a case where there was an elder child in that he was 25 when he committed suicide, and then the mother knew, because the mother knew exactly where the father was the cause. So that's when now it becomes very hostile, because I'm going to be very angry towards this man because my child took his own life because of this man. But still be that it may, we went down to still using the same approach. Then look at marriage for what it was. So that's when you realize as a woman or as a man later then to say, I think I wasted my time. I should have went out when it was okay for me, or it was when it was not so bad, because now it has cost me my children. So before it gets to that degree, honestly, we know our lived experiences. We can see this is not working. So just go back there. I would just challenge them to really revisit their experiences with their parents and what marriage is. Was there coupling? Was there that oneness? Was there were their parents having that sense of vulnerability towards each other? Because if it then it was not marriage. It was just a home management in corporation where people were raising kids. And you know. So I'm just challenging them to really think of it from that deeper level and come to that sense to say, honestly, this is what it was. Let me make peace. This is how it ended, and let me look at it. Don't just have that subjective view. Be objective about it. Listen to the other parents. Let's avoid taking sides. And I know you know the truth. So even if you know, look at what is best. That helps you right now. And I'm speaking from a functional point of view. I promote my mission every day is honestly promote psychosocial well-being and promote functional families. So go make it functional wherever that you are in that space, in that corner with your one grandmother. When the children visit, make it work. When you go to the other, make it work, so that you don't also have, now this situation causes you anxiety. Now it affects you. Then you end up in depression. It becomes a whole bad thing that now even affects you, you know.
And I think you are touching on some very key points, particularly for the adult children and how they can manage. We know we're in the era where people are choosing to cut family off, that's not willing to come to the table in cultivating healthy relationships. What are the final thoughts you'd like to share with the parents themselves that are in the process of separation, and also for these adults who are dealing with the complications and change of dynamics that can happen in these situations?
Exactly. So I'm still going to reiterate the point of the quality of life. Let's not be, I really speak to them and ask them to really focus on what life is and how to make it best for you as a meaningful relationship. If things are not meaningful in your life, let's not hold on to the shame that comes with divorce, because only we are afraid, what will the church say? What will who say? What will our relatives say? So honestly, let's look at individualize ourselves and look at the quality of life. Like, honestly, the quality of life depends on the quality of our relationships. If our relationships are not giving us that quality, then find a way to really cut them off and focus on what really gives you that satisfaction. Because we honestly are like wasting time on things that are not helping us in any way. So I really urge them to look at it from that context. You know, in your marriage, you never had the husband that you wanted. Mourn him while you are still there. You also, as the adult, mourn your parents' relationship while they are still, while you are seeing it, observing it. And then once it ends, you know the truth. And then you just feel it to say, it was bound to happen. I don't like it. But let's try also maybe grow on that as well emotionally. I really challenge them to really challenge themselves to grow emotionally and operate on another level. We are growing every year. So can I really, even on emotions, can we pick up those biceps and train our emotions so that we grow and mature. I think time is taking us, but please be myself and come back on this topic again.
And I definitely second you on that one, being a parent, a child whose parents divorced in later years. The advice that I got and realized along the way was to focus on the individual relationships. It's actually such a great opportunity for you to have a fresh start with both your dad and your mom, if you're blessed enough to have them alive, and you start to have a completely different relationship with them, whereas before you were only spending time with your parents together as opposed to building individual relationships. But Kifilo, we're going to pick up on this another day and have that other conversation as well. Thank you so much for joining us on 702 Afternoons.